here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Four lives lost in two tragic accidents. The cost of maintaining the pension age at 66 and the death of Mikhail Gorbachev are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times runs with a particularly poignant picture taken by Margaret McLaughlin of shoes and bicycles left behind at Loch Ina in County Derry. Her 16-year-old friends Reuven Simon and Joseph Sebastian died after getting into difficulty while they were swimming on Monday evening. The Irish News also runs with a similar picture taken by the same photographer in its front page. While the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph details how a distraught friend of the boys had to be taken from the water as he tried to save his pals. All papers detailed how the teenagers, who were members of the city's Indian community, will have a joint funeral on Friday. The pictures on the front of the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, is of emergency services at the scene of the crash on the N28 near Ringaskiddy in Cork, where a couple in their 80s died when their car was involved in a head-on collision with an articulated car transporter yesterday morning. Staying with pictures, the image in the front of today's Irish Independent is of Mikhail Gorbachev, who, as you'll have heard elsewhere in this programme, died yesterday at the age of 91. The cost of maintaining the retirement age at 66 generates the lead story in The Independent. In its pre-budget submission, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council cites as an example how people earning an annual salary of €35,000 are going to have to pay an extra €2,000 a year in PRSI payments to foot the pensions bill in the future. A recommendation from the Commission on Tax and Welfare that there should be an increase in property, capital gains and inheritance tax generates the lead story in the Irish Times. And the Irish Daily Mail bases its lead story on a central bank report which suggests that over 55s and householders living in rural areas are most at risk of mortgage debt caused by rocketing inflation. The Irish Daily Star leads today with an interview with Anton Mulder, who was released from prison in 2020, having served 15 years for the murder of his wife, Colleen Suzanne Mulder. An interview with Geraldine Dolan, the owner of the Poppy Fields Cafe in Athlone, which was carried on last night's RTE television news, in which she spoke about her shock at receiving an electricity bill of just under €10,000, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. As for this morning, the Times reports that this year's Liffey Descent canoe race has been cancelled because of extremely low water levels. And finally, there's an eye-catching picture in the back of today's Examiner of one of the cars which will feature in this year's Cannonball Supercar Spectacle, which will be visiting a number of counties around the country later this month in aid of the Hope Foundation. Jack and Morgan Dunn, who helped their dad Ed to build the Echo One Ghostbusters car, are pictured along with the car in full ghostbusting attire.